Dear citizens, this is Padmini Arhant, author padminiarhant.com. I present the topic United States, the Unbridled Power. The topic is related to the recent incident and developments in Baltimore, Maryland. The incidents involving the law enforcement agency, that is, the police force and civilians, deserve attention and appropriate actions for citizens' protection. In any civil society, the police are expected to provide safety and prevent intentional harm to members in community. Unfortunately, the latest events are marred with police aggression towards unarmed citizens. The African American youths in particular continue to die during arrests and while in police custody. The police targeting specific demography and individuals of different ethnic background constitutes prejudice, and such isolation is a serious setback for any nation poised as democracy. Mankind achievements in various fields are significant. However, in human relations, there is reverse trend with prevalent discriminatory practices based on race, religion, gender, social and economic status reflecting civilization decline. The civil rights are inalienable for all human beings, regardless of perceptions and precedents in the country. Human character is defined by values demonstrated through respect, understanding, and love, promoting peaceful coexistence. Social and economic disparity emanating from dysfunctional and unscrupulous political system leads to inequality and injustice. Those in position of authority care less about the burgeoning issues concerning certain groups and ignore national ramifications from inaction. The taxpayers-funded public services, including the police department, misuse of power confirms political immunity to crimes against humanity. Although unemployment resulting in poverty is a common woe, the African American families are confronted with higher joblessness and less opportunity. The civil rights movement generated affirmative action may have benefited many and enabled realization of the American dream. Nonetheless, the African American plight is far from over. There is no doubt that uplifting the marginalized segments is a collective task for the nation. National goals to extend fairness and equality to all without reservations would exemplify genuine progress. Similarly, those at the helm of successful empire in television, entertainment, and sports industry, besides the powerful entities in politics, judiciary, and academia within African American race, bear responsibility to redress African American struggles and could improve social and economic conditions for the African American people. On the topic of unlawful detentions, frisking, and racial profiling that are regular and aimed at category of people, especially the African American younger generation, could not be slighted in the face of deaths occurring in the encounter with police, notwithstanding tactics deployed to disperse non-violent protests like Occupy Wall Street or People Assembly to express dissent at NATO summit is reprehensible. The hardline approach, unleashing excess use of force against citizens not in possession of weapons or posing threat to the armed aggressor in uniform, is authoritarianism in display. The controversy surrounding the prison industrial complex could no longer be evaded, with juvenile and adult prisoners paying the price and lives wasted away due to the strategy apprehending vulnerable individuals falling victims to predators complicit in the operation. The concept, presumed innocent until proven guilty, is inversely applied on many instances in the contemporary judicial hearing, contributing to incarceration of the innocent and facilitating perjury in the process. There is an urgent requirement for review and remedy in the judicial procedures to restore credibility. The police brutality on the street and prison guard abuse of inmates in captivity is lawlessness dominant in the law enforcement environment. The irony is the lawmakers are the lawbreakers and remain undeterred in the absence of accountability. Baltimore rallies in the wake of African American Freddie Gray death from police ill treatment and subsequent riots in the city and outskirts clarify violence begets violence and do not serve the purpose to end prerogative killing. Likewise, the unruly conduct destroying properties and business outlets of merchants at the mall and attacks on the police in the aftermath of Freddie Gray's suffering and several before is regrettable and undermines the real cause. The pursuit of justice premised on destructive means is counterproductive. In contradiction, the privileged class granted impunity on criminality. They are never subject to investigation, let alone prosecution, prolonging the tradition. The human rights violation, distinctive in the refusal to shut down Guantanamo Bay prison and indictments of citizens denied the rights to prove innocence, conclusively attributed to unbridled power corrupting the gamut. United States could be the land of justice upon transcending identity and stature. National strength and prosperity is in harmony, adopting the constructive course. Life matters, black, brown, or white, despite the commonality of the blood color being red. All are created equal, and none are exempt from final judgment. On that note, this is Padmini Arhant. Thank you all for your attention. Peace to all. Thank you.